Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an anti-internet newspaper.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The newspaper industry is struggling. Ohio lost more than half of its daily and weekly news publications between 2005 and 2025. That's according to data from the Local News Initiative. But one community newspaper in Ohio is growing. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes us to Sugar Creek.
Every week, Milo Miller is in charge of publishing a paper. But instead of relying on a newsroom full of beat reporters and columnists, his paper, The Budget, looks to handwritten letters from across the country.
Millersburg, Ohio, Rexford, Montana, Tuscola, Illinois.
The Budget was founded in 1890 by John C. Miller, an Amish Mennonite who wrote a column about what was happening in Sugar Creek's community. He printed it and mailed it to family around the U.S. who wrote back. He decided to publish those letters, too.
Then all these letters started coming in, and by the end of that first year, there was over 100 scribes, so writers, from 12 different states.
It quickly became a national publication, and more than 100 years later, it's sticking to that 19th century model. Each Wednesday, they publish around 70 pages of letters from Amish communities who still rely on print and old-school word of mouth to share their news.
SAP season is almost over. Church was at Levi D. Schlabel's today.
Today, the budget has around 1,200 scribes who document their daily lives through letters sent to Ohio.
Set to be at John A. Yoder's in a week.
For the past 4 years, budget staff member Brenda Keller has taken these reports on crops, births, and deaths and transcribed them from sweeping cursive into bold typeface that's distributed as far as Washington. Keller says the letter she's typing up right now is pretty typical of what she's seen over her tenure.
Yeah, they're just going to visit people and having church.
The norm.
That's the norm.
Unlike a traditional publication, there's little editorial oversight. Miller and his staff do some light copy editing, and they remove anything political or controversial. No debates over church rules, no endorsements of one sect over another. But mostly, Miller prints the news just as it comes in. Funny hunting stories, weather gripes, and all.
In a lot of cases, I mean, we're their form of entertainment. We're their nightly news. You know, that's what they're opening up. You know, they're not turning on the television or going to YouTube or going on TikTok or whatever to figure out what's trending, what's going on, what's happening in the world. A lot of cases, they're reading it in the budget.
The Amish and Anabaptist aversion to modern technology has kept the budget circulation steady for years. It has 20,000 paid subscribers, and Miller expects that to grow with the Amish population, which approximately doubles every two decades.
Our struggles are not on the financial end. It's the distribution model, you know, with the United States Postal Service. Presses are becoming fewer and fewer. We're driving 7 hours away to print.
Even with the drive, Miller will keep the budget an internet-free publication. While he may use a computer, the budget's audience doesn't. And ultimately,
it's their newspaper. We're just privileged enough to publish it for them.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Sugar Creek.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Talk with you next week.